Morning Watch. Loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Week 5. Life's washing in love to maintain fellowship. Wednesday. Related verses. John 13:14 through 15 and 34 through 35. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, so that you also may do even as I have done to you. Verses 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Matthew 6:6. But you, when you pray, enter into your private room and shut your door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. 2 Corinthians 3:6. Who has also made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant, ministers not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Romans 12:16. Be of the same mind toward one another, not setting your mind on the high things, but going along with the lowly. Do not be wise in yourselves. Galatians 6:2. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ completely. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. And the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we also to you. Related reading. You need to spend time in the Lord's presence. Remain in the Lord's presence, and the Lord will come to you and wash you, not with the blood, but with the Spirit, the living Word, and the inner life. Sometimes it takes only a few minutes to wash the dirt away. At other times, it may take half a day. Whenever you are in need of such a washing, just open yourself up to the Lord as you spend time in His presence. And allow the inner life to flow within you. Spontaneously, something living will flow, water, and wash you, and you will become clean again. Your spirit will be uplifted, and your whole being will be so pleasant in the Lord's presence. We need not only the foot washing that is exercised directly by the Lord Himself, but also the mutual foot washing of one another. The Lord told us to wash one another's feet. We must wash one another's feet by ministering the work of the Holy Spirit, by ministering the enlightenment of the Word, and by ministering the operation of the inner life. In this way, I help you, you help me, and we help one another to be washed in the work of the Holy Spirit, in the light of the Word, or in the operation of the inner life. Whenever we brothers come together for fellowship and prayer, we need to minister the spiritual foot washing to one another. When the Lord washed the disciples' feet, He laid aside His garments. In figure, garments here signify the Lord's virtues and attributes in His expression. And the laying aside of His garments signifies the putting off of what He is in His expression. Likewise, whenever you are about to wash others' feet, you need to lay aside your attainments, virtues, and attributes. This is real humility, the genuine humbling of yourself. We need to humble ourselves to such a degree that we can wash others' feet. Many believers are so spiritual, but they are also proud. When they come together, they look down on others, thinking that the others have never seen a heavenly vision or known anything spiritual. If we take this attitude, it will be impossible for us to minister foot washing to others. Whenever we come together with the saints, on the contrary, we must take off our garments and forget our attainments. We all have been guilty of this attitude. If we take this proud attitude, we can never help others. We must lay aside all degrees of spirituality and become simple and general, saying to ourselves, I am nothing, and nothing within me is special. I have only a towel, a piece of cloth to gird me. Sometimes people come threateningly with the attitude of a policeman wearing a uniform. Some come wearing a uniform of spirituality, while others wear the uniform of the deeper life. And still others are clad with the uniform of the so-called gifts. They all must lay aside their uniforms before they can minister any kind of foot washing to others. We should not say this to others. We must say it to ourselves. Whenever we have the sensation that someone has offended us, we always consider ourselves higher than that person, thinking that he is lower, that he owes us something, and that we have a claim upon him. You need to put aside your garments, lower your standard, and come down from your throne. In a sense, laying aside your garments means to dethrone yourself. Do not sit on the throne judging your brother, saying, you offended me.